if you could give me some advice. I said, well, what happened, Walter? Did you not climb to the top? He said, oh yeah, I climbed to the top. I said, did you stand up? He said, yeah, I stood up. I said, well, oh, I see, then you didn't jump off to the trapeze. He said, oh yeah, I jumped off, I grabbed the trapeze. I said, Walter, I'm missing something here. He said, well, you know, I was scared the whole time. Courage is not the absence of fear, it's the conquering of it. You can't even show courage unless you're afraid. And the greater the fear before you do something, the greater the elation and the expansive growth afterward. I had a very, very good friend, a dear childhood friend named Dar Robinson. You may have seen Dar, if you watch TV, you may have seen Dar on several TV specials. He was on the show That's Incredible, and there was a whole hour special on the world's most spectacular stuntman. Now, as it happens, Dar was killed doing a very, very, very simple, easy stunt. It can happen. That's not relevant here. While Dar lived, he did some of the most amazing things. He invented this cable system where he once jumped off the Montreal Tower, or the Toronto Tower, I forget, the big tower. And he had no parachute and no airbag beneath him. All he had was a thin cable, a very thin cable, attached to his back. And he fell just about free fall, just waving his arms. You've seen this stunt in movies. After that, they developed it for the movies. Before he hit the bottom, his friend put on the brakes and stopped the cable. They tried it with sandbags, and the first time, they didn't put on the brake enough, and the sandbag went splat all over the ground. And the second time, they pulled it too fast, and the wire broke, and the sandbag went splat all over the ground. So then, full of confidence, they decided it was time for Dar. Well, Dar once confided something in me. You see, we grew up together at the same trampoline center. His father was my coach, Jess. And one day we said, hey, look at that billboard up there. That's pretty high. And we had this 12-inch landing pad we put down at the trampoline center. And we climbed up to this billboard. We were about halfway up. And I said, that's about high enough for me. And I dove off and splat and into the airbag. And then Dar went up and dove off. And then I went a little higher. And then Dar went a little higher. And at some point I went, that's high enough for me. And Dar kept climbing. And that thus began his career. Was Dar fearless? That word means nothing. Dar was terrified every stunt he ever did. That was the secret he shared with me. Absolutely terrified. His heart thumping, the adrenaline rushing. Every symptom you'd have of a phobia, Dar had. Knees shaking, but he'd prepared well. He accepted his feelings. He knew his purpose, and he did what needed to be done. He prepared carefully. He wasn't a crazy daredevil. He prepared over and over and over for every stunt. There was one stunt he did, he ran forward, then turned backward and smashed through a plate glass window, fake glass, 180 feet high, 18 stories high, went backwards out of a window of a building, crashing through, turning on the way down and diving into an airbag. He was terrified. Every stunt, small and large, fear was there. So don't have the idea that somehow you have to find a way to get rid of fear, get rid of self-doubt, get rid of insecurity before you can act and start finding methods to do that or distract yourself or tricks. As the title of the book goes, feel the fear and do it anyway. And life expands. Cus D'Amato once said, he was a great boxing coach, he said, heroes and cowards feel exactly the same fear. Heroes react differently, that's all. Lady Bird Johnson, that great sage, reminds us to become so wrapped up in something that you forget to be afraid. I'll tell you something about skydiving. Only those who've jumped out of a plane know this for a fact. It's real scary as you start going higher and higher in the airplane, and you know you're going to reach altitude pretty soon. And it's quite scary when you're climbing out on the wing hoping you won't slip. What are you going to do, fall? but you're climbing out on the wing, and then you kick off, and then you're very busy. And as soon as you hit the air, the fear is gone. The fearful part is anticipating, not in the moment. Again, in the moment, no thoughts, no thoughts. You're just busy. You're just experiencing. But again, I have no tricks for getting rid of fear. No tricks at all. Self-doubt is a form of fear. Let me define it. Self-doubt is saying you doubt yourself. You doubt you're prepared. You doubt you're ready. You doubt your ability to do something. It's different from insecurity. Insecurity is more a feeling of being inferior, having to prove yourself. See, often it's how to do something. It's not can I, it's how can I do it. You want to remember somebody's name when you meet